Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner, and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Reading from 1 Peter 3, verse 7. Dear Heavenly Father, glory is your name. I beseech you, because of your great mercy, to have mercy on me. Forgive me for the way I have treated my wife. Teach me, O gracious God, how to live with her in a manner that pleases you. Now I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Reading from 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. Dear God, help me to lead my wife, but not just lead, help me to love her. Love and lead her in a manner that glorifies you. And for this I give you praise. Honor and adoration belongs to you, for you are worthy of all praise, my Father and my God.
Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure. For God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Reading from Hebrews 13:4. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." Reading from Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. Dear God, praise your holy name. Please forgive us. Forgive us as one unit. Forgive us for our most shameful sins, the sins that have brought shame on us for the way we have behaved in marriage. Please guide us back into a healthy relationship with you, our Heavenly Father, our gracious God. We ask this of you as a unit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
One night as I lay in bed, I yearned for my lover. I yearned for him, but he did not come. So I said to myself, "I will get up and roam the city, searching in all its streets and squares. I will search for the one I love." So I searched everywhere, but did not find him. A reading from the Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 1 through 3.
Dear Heavenly Father, praise be your holy name. Today, I petition you, Father God, on behalf of my spouse. As we are apart, I ask you to keep my spouse safe in your care while we are away from one another. I beseech you, Father God, to keep our heart knitted as one. I ask you to protect us from temptation, to keep our minds focused on our marriage. Let our hearts come back from our separation the same as the first day of marriage. In Jesus' name, amen.
so they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Reading from Matthew chapter 19, verse 6. O gracious Heavenly Father, we beseech you to keep us close as day one. Let our hearts stay united in love. Knit our thoughts together as one. Merge our values and principles together. Merge our finances together. Let our children see us united in love. Keep our minds on each other when we are at work. Let our dreams at night be about each other when we are briefly away from each other. Let our physical desires for each other be as strong as day one. Please block anyone that attempts to separate us. Keep the enemy away. In Jesus' name, amen.